Community dogs are reportedly disappearing from Juhu, causing distress among animal lovers in the locality. Juhu residents claim that at least 5 dogs have either disappeared or been relocated since August 23. Of these, 2 were found in Kolaba and Powai. The incidents occurred mainly around Juhu Beach and its adjoining lanes. So far, NAFR has been registered at the Juhu police station for 1 dog, and complaints have been filed for the others, and the first dog was found near the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, Kolaba, and was retrieved by a local animal caretakers group, including TV producer Preeti Simos, her sister Neeti Simos, and nutritionist and chef Shonali Sabherwal. They claim that the second dog was dropped back near Juhu post office in a fancy car a day after being spotted in Powai. Sabherwal told Midday, "We searched for our community dogs for about 2 weeks before approaching the police. Preeti scanned CCTV footage from the beach and nearby lanes for days. The cameras installed by the BMC were either dysfunctional or too hazy, so we asked a nearby residential complex for CCTV footage. One of the missing dogs on a morning run, caretakers have placed collars on each dog, with QR codes, names, and emergency contact numbers, CCTV footage of a dog being lured to the main road and put in a rickshaw. The footage, accessed by Midday, showed 2 people leading the dog from the beach toward the main road. We saw 2 men luring the first dog from the beach to a nearby lane, then tying its mouth and speeding off in a rickshaw. The way they handled the dog, it seemed they were experienced with canines," said Preeti. The TV producer claimed that the police identified the 2 individuals as a junior engineer in a merchant navy firm and a former employee of a famous ticketing platform. Animal lovers claim that affluent dog owners from the upscale locality are paying people to relocate the street dogs from there, as these dogs become territorial and bark at their pedigree pets. However, Sub-Inspector Abhishek Patil of Juhu Police Station said, "We are still investigating the case and cannot yet generalize the disappearances. So far, only 1 FIR has been filed, so it's too soon to make such claims." The locality's residents Midday spoke to said the dogs in the area are well looked after. Sabherwal added, "We, as local animal welfare groups, use personal funds to provide them with medical care, vaccinations, neutering, and spaying. We have also placed collars on each dog, especially those on the beach and in the adjoining lanes, with QR codes, names, and emergency contact numbers. It is visible that they are welfed." Animal activist and dog feeder in the area, Ilham Khan, told Midday, "The dogs in Juhu are extremely friendly toward humans, pet dogs, and even cats. Their population is under control, as most of them are neutered. They don't need to be relocated." Another Juhu-based activist, Neha Golwala, who feeds strays across the locality, echoed this sentiment, stating, "We prioritize the sterilization of female dogs first, and males as much as possible. The dog population in Juhu is well under control. Moreover, it's illegal to relocate strays from their areas under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, 1960, PCA Act. However, isolated incidents of aggression occur from time to time due to the territorial nature of dogs." Shivain Khosla, a Juhu resident who owns a female Cocker Spaniel, has experienced aggression from strays. He said, "Once, while walking on NS Road 7 with Sushi, his dog, at night, I was surrounded by about 5 street dogs, all growling intensely. I picked my dog up and ran away, and since then, I have stuck to the regular route of an NS Road 4 and 5. Unfortunately, dog aggression is not always handled appropriately." On October 2, a stray dog was beaten to death with an iron rod in JVPD scheme, Gulmohar Cross Road No. 5, an area just a kilometer away from where the recent incidents have been reported, leading to an FIR against the individual involved. Abodh Haras, CEO of Welfare of Stray Dogs, says dog conflict between street dogs and pets can be dealt with by canine behaviorists, who can train dog owners and their pets on how to deal with community dogs. "Relocation is not only illegal, but it also never works, because the vacuum created by relocating streeties is filled by other dogs, and